Good afternoon and welcome to Legislative Report. And joining me today is Lancaster County Representative John Baer. And John, it's tax amnesty time. We're about halfway into the tax amnesty program here in Pennsylvania. How would you say things are going so far?
Well, it seems like the money is beginning to trickle in. So we're a little over $50 million to date. And traditionally in tax amnesty programs, the majority of the money comes the last 2 weeks or so because people hold off to the last minute. So we're still hopeful that we will achieve the $190 million, if not go a little above that. And that will go to fill last year's budget hole. And anything over that will help fill this year's budget hole, which is at $1.2 billion right now. So I'm pleased with that. The only thing I don't like is the administration decided to do like an enemy of the state motif on this advertising the amnesty program, where New Jersey did much more positive advertising, like we're here to help SOS. So I don't know if I agree with the way they administered it, and I know there's some problems early on, but hopefully at the end of the day it helps taxpayers and keeps our budget in line.
And the tax amnesty program goes until June the 18th.
Correct.
And let me just give the website for those who perhaps owe some back taxes, but you haven't responded. You have to do it online. So the website to go to is pataxpayup.com. And if you need assistance on the phone, you can call this number, 1-877-347-2987. That's 1-877-347-2987. And you have to do this before June 18th. So if you owe back taxes, it's a pretty good deal because they'll waive all the penalties and you only pay half of the interest. So it's a really good deal. So check it out if you would, please. There was a grand jury report that was released here recently. John, could you tell us about that report, what it had to say?
Sure. The report just came out this past Monday. And, you know, basically the report identifies a lot of legislative reforms that need to be done. And for folks like myself that came in during the pay raise that had been advocates of reform, we're not too surprised with some suggestions, such as, you know, we need to streamline operations, consolidating print shops, IT departments, you know, other HR functions, looking at maybe going to a part-time legislature, getting rid of the way we reimburse folks, get rid of per diems and go to receipts-based transactions. Most importantly, pushing forward a constitutional convention, unlimited one. That's one I've been advocating for now a couple years, and we need to get traction here in the legislature to actually pass it because I think most citizens would like to see some of these things come forward. So there's a lot of suggestions. I think they're very constructive. And for those of us, again, that are in there, relatively newer members that want to see some of these changes happen in the legislature, I'm hoping this will give us further momentum.
This is the Memorial Day weekend, and I know that you like to celebrate Memorial Day and do things for the veterans. You've got something going on this weekend.
Yeah, this is our third annual Salute to Veterans Weekend, and this is probably one of the most rewarding things I've done as a legislator. That kind of happened by accident, just through the advocacy of my constituents and the VFW and American Legion posts. And essentially, on Thursday, we have about 1,300 veterans and their guests coming to the Barnstormers game. And the way we set this up is this year, you know, every year we have sponsors, and thankfully we have lots of them, like CCAN Electronics, Thermacore, Fluid Conditioning Products, Stafford's Kissel Hill, Penn Cinema, the American Legion VFW posts. I mean, these are the folks that make this possible. They pay for the tickets and the food for the veterans to come to the game and bring a guest and enjoy it. And the whole point is we want to be in a public setting to identify what these men and women did for us and to thank them, and because they don't get the recognition they really deserve. So on the 27th, we're doing the ball game, and on the 29th, we have a free movie for them and a guest at Penn Cinema. So it's a really neat thing. It's growing every year, and this year we had the honor to also partner with the Lebanon Veterans Administration. So it's been a neat thing. It just took on a life of its own.
About how many veterans do you get out for it?
Well, usually we get about – this year I think we're looking at about 650, 700 veterans and their guests. I mean, plus a guest. So it gets to be about 1,300 veterans. I'm sorry, 1,300 veterans and their guests, total people.
Well, that's terrific. Well, have a great Memorial Day weekend, and we say thank you, Representative Baer, for being with us on another Legislative
Report. My pleasure.
Report.